This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
The way he says "Hey" in the song is so seductive.
Hey.
Little known fact: there are two different album covers to this album. Jimmy World, right?
Yeah. Yep.
I believe the first album was called "Bleed America," and then 9/11 happened, and they changed it to just "America."
Wow, I didn't know that.
Pretty sure.
Oh, that's awesome.
Also, one of the most underrated guitar solos in this song.
Great guitar solo.
Yeah.
Great band.
Not even the best
song, in my opinion.
No. But we don't need to get into that because then we become hipster snobs.
Yep.
Did you know, actually, it's like, thanks, Dave. Diving into it on a Tuesday. Bob's not here, so Max got to fill in for the sexual Tuesdays. Sorry for That's the me. Kids listening. I apologize. Kind of. But yeah, since you're the only one.
I'm the one here with the spouse, so I will see what I can do with the Sex Tuesdays segment coming up in a little over an hour.
That is, oh yeah, okay. Segment is what you said in an hour. Segment.
Yes, the segment will be coming up.
Don't forget, tournament coverage on 96.5 The Fan is brought to you by Twin Peaks Eats, Drinks, and Scenic Views. Good time of the year tonight. We get a playing game or two. We get two and then two tomorrow.
Games.
And then they get to play Thursday and Friday. So it's interesting because I don't know how many people actually like get their bracket started, but you were saying like you had a question because we brought up like the benefit of a one seed, right? Like I think Auburn has the easiest route to a Final Four, which they should. If you're the number one overall team, you should have rewarded. Technically, what they say is you get the easier route. Now, again, there's no easy route to, you know, the Final Four. It's one of the hardest things to get to in any sport.
Of course.
IMO. You got to play 162 games so I get to a World Series. I think it is hard to get to the Final Four more than I think it's like get to the NFL Championship Sunday, Final Four. I think two of the toughest things to accomplish.
Yep.
Because the NFL, so many more. You know, outliers. Are you healthy? Is your quarterback playing? Is your defense, you know, beat up? Is this guy in? Like, you look at Detroit, their injuries finally caught up to them because the playoffs happened, and it's like, well, their defense is out. But the benefit of being a one seed, you brought up a question. Should they get some sort of power over their draw? Because Auburn, you think, has a tough region. I think they have the easiest region. Now, obviously, the second round game.
I think they have the tough second round game. I think you're right about the region. But that possibility of them playing Louisville in Kentucky, I think Louisville's more of like a five seed at worst.
You think Louisville and Michigan should have switched?
Probably. Yep.
Because Michigan got to the Big Ten final.
They did. No, that's a good team. This is why it's so hard, right? Yeah. And Louisville in the ACC final, again, did lose to Duke without their best player. But an eight seed, a team who's been, they were 13th in the country before the conference tournaments. Mm-hmm. And they go to their championship, they're an eight seed. But you're right. The rest of the region, Auburn looks like they fared pretty well. Now that second round against Louisville in Kentucky, a possibility of a matchup, that makes it hard. But to me, I'm sitting here as a one seed. I mean, I know you'll talk about it later on. Florida They've got a gauntlet. Mm-hmm. It just feels like, okay, we do all this work. What if there was some sort of, I don't know, maybe not a draft, but okay, I want, or maybe like I get, if I'm the number one overall seed, if I'm Auburn, I get to pick four teams between these certain number of seeds that I don't want to see, or some sort of choice of like, okay, I want to choose my path. Now, I get, you get what you get. You don't throw a fit. Here it is. Here's the tournament. Here's the bracket. Sorry, sucks to suck. But to me, if I'm Auburn, we have this 35-game season, number one overall seed, and the best team in the nation, give me some dictating power.
Which I think, what is the reward you get to play closer to home? That's how they kind of package the deal. If you're the number one overall seed, like Duke's the number two overall seed, East Coast, right? They're the number one seed in the East. So they get to play in their region. And then after that, it kind of gets, you know, you might get a couple of benefits, you know, other ways. Like Kansas always got the number one seed in the Midwest. Times are a-changing, as Bob Dylan once said. Mm-hmm. Kansas not the number one seed, but if they were, like, have they been in the past, like either the number one overall or they've been a number, they normally get the Midwest region,
which is huge.
Right.
That's true.
And then sometimes when they're the number four overall one seed, they might start in the West, but they're going to play in, like, you know, Arizona, which I'm not saying that's where they're going to play, but they don't go that far west. Yeah. Or they'll play in Omaha, which is still Midwest, but either way. I don't hate that, but I think that they already kind of padding up, like, the number one overall seed, which is where, like, hey, Auburn, yeah, you got to play in Louisville, Kentucky, but you should beat that team. They're the third best team in the ACC, second best team in the ACC.
Yep.
You're the best team in the SEC. There is no comparison between those two conferences because one team, you know, 14 teams, obviously.
Yeah.
Which we'll get into a little propaganda with the SEC total wins in the tournament. The number is astronomical to me. I don't know why, but we'll get into that. We talked about it yesterday.
Yes.
Because then you look at that one, you look at the Big 12, because you can bet these little props. We'll get into that a little bit later. But I'm not mad about, you know, I never really get upset with, like, seeding and playing, all that sort of stuff, because I've never been like, well, of course we got to play this team, like Missouri playing Drake. A lot of people are upset about that.
People are upset about
that. People are like, Missouri got a bad draw. In my opinion, and I'm going to talk about this a little bit later, but, like, I don't think Missouri really did. I think they should be able to handle Drake. Just go look at where Drake plays. Missouri Valley, right? Missouri, SEC. Missouri had 19 wins this year, I believe. Maybe it was more than that. Maybe it was 21. Put some respect on their name. But, like, they should be able to handle business because Missouri played in that conference all year, and now it's like, oh, you get to play a team like Drake. Yeah, you lost to teams like Oklahoma, Vanderbilt, Kentucky to lose the season at the end of the season. Then you went to you went and played Florida, got beat without your big man, played decent, played aggressive. You can hang in with Florida, you should be able to handle Drake. So I don't think I don't really get complaints from me on bad draws. I understand people are like, Dusty, you should look at Drake. They're actually pretty good. Local kids, they're 30 wins. Yeah, in the Missouri Valley. So for me in general, bracket wise, just get me to Thursday. Tonight's fun because these teams are actually, like, given a rip to get in, and North Carolina has a lot to prove.
A lot, yeah.
West Virginia's governor is like filing a lawsuit against the NCAA because they didn't make it, mm-hmm. which is wild to me. Yeah, West Virginia probably got snubbed, right? But we know college politics.
Yep,
we know how it works.
What's gonna sell?
Right. And then there's the story that North Carolina's AD is on the board of the selection committee. But when they talk about North Carolina, he has to step out of the room.
Yikes.
But every other bubble team, he's able to be in there with them and be like, well, yeah.
Yeah, well, actually, you know, yeah.
But when North Carolina comes up, BS. Get out.
That's bull.
Yeah, that's tough.
No, you're not allowed to be a part of this at all.
But he gets to be a part of it as long as his team's not involved. So I understand, like, the hoopla around West Virginia being upset. I get that.
For sure.
That's tough.
Yes.
But this happens every year. And this year, West Virginia is the one that got. And I still think it is, like you. I think it's BS that, like, North Carolina's AD is on the board of selection committee. But then all of a sudden, it's like kind of the same thing with Brady, in a sense. Like, hey, we're getting ready to talk about teams. You got to get out. Why are you here?
Yeah, why are you here? What?
Like, what are we doing here? So, I mean, it's a little fishy. But
you're not allowed to criticize the refs. You're not allowed to do any part of your job. So what is your job?
So as the number one overall seed, would you rather be able to pick your region or get to pick your first two matchups potentially? Like, I guess you could pick your region or your bracket because they don't really know, like, who's going to be in the brackets.
Yeah.
But what if they were like, hey, the 2, 3, and 4 seeds in this bracket, in this bracket, in this bracket, or you can play locally and play against whatever these teams are.
I like that. You get the option of both. But you don't know a lot. You know what I mean? You're kind of guessing either way.
You can either
way.
Stay close to home for the first two rounds.
Yep.
Or you can pick, you know,
these 2, 3, and 4s that you think may be weak. Can tell you about the rest of that region, and maybe you go on that weaker region. But you could choose wrong. You could choose. Yeah, I like that. From the 816, their suggestion, fill out the field that the one seeds pick in order of what region they want. So you just show the whole bracket, I guess, except with the 4-1 seeds blank, and Auburn gets first choice. Now, that's a big advantage.
Right.
UNC AD isn't on the board, but he's the head of the selection committee.
Even better. Even better. What are we doing, college sports?
Dude, college sports, man. At the end of the day, it's like your record, what you've actually done. It matters, but at the end of the day, North Carolina is going to make it even if they suck because they're North Carolina. So I don't know.
And their AD is the head of the selection committee.
Yeah.
Selection committee chairman, SCC. Yeah, that's not cool.
No, that needs to change.
Yeah. I mean, essentially.
I don't know how you get that to change, but that needs to change.
Well, you just don't have any sort of affiliate.
Yeah.
You just don't have ADs being part of a selection committee.
Because you know that's not the only example.
No.
That's,
like I said, it's
rampant.
And then you can't be in the room. You have to be quiet. And then it's not like you've got some sort of spider in the room. It's like, hey, by the way, you're in. They just talked about you.
Yeah.
Everyone put your phones
the whole time.
Put your phones on vibrate. Yes. Or it's like a comedy show. You got to put it in the little black bag and lock the key, and then you'll get it at the end of the show. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Except he's got the key.
Yeah, that's tough. You got to get him off the board. You got your final four in there?
You got yours?
I do. Okay.
Give me it.
So this is where we act like we know what we're talking about.
Yep, 100%. We're experts, man.
So if you want to do this, you can do these on props. We'll do this for the first time ever. Prop Agenda, where we try to give you, you know, our propaganda on the agenda that we like in the prop. You get it. It's easy. Put the words together. My final four, Auburn, St. John's, Duke, and Tennessee.
Wow.
Two SEC teams, Duke, the ACC, St. John's, Big East. I just feel like with all these teams, right, I think Duke, and this to me is also just like where I want my heart to lie, because obviously yesterday we won the Rory McIlroy bet. I told you I'd take my winnings, put it all on St. John's to win the national title. At first I was going to say Florida, but then somebody else decided to come in and say that they like Florida, so I have to zag when they zig. So Auburn, number one overall team, I just think that they have like, I think they have the most complete team outside of Florida. They have Broome in the middle. They have Kelly on the outside. They've got a good team. They've been number one overall basically the entire year.
Bruce Pearl's a fantastic coach.
Right, and it's SEC. They're one of the better teams. I know they didn't win the SEC tournament, but come on.
I mean, they were still
There's
incredible.
Times where KU didn't win the Big 12 tournament, still went to the Final Four. Yeah. I do think Auburn's bracket is, once they get past, if they get past that Louisville game in round two, maybe that's their scare. What do we say every year? Every team needs a scare. They got to wake up. And then all of a sudden, it's like they get to the Sweet 16. They win by 15. They get to the Elite Eight. They win by 10. All of a sudden, it's like, well, here's Auburn, Final Four.
They're on a run.
Right?
They're hot.
Florida, I didn't want to put them in there. I know that there's some people that like Florida. I go to St. John's. A lot of bias there. Riding the hot ticket, $16 to win $475.
I get it.
Patino, ain't that?
Yeah.
It seems like it's like his year. There's always like that. Well, we've had these understories all year. Patino goes from being a loser last year to completely revamping this team, storming through, having big wins.
First conference title since like 2000, I think, for the school. Incredible.
You know he's going to rock the white suit. When that goes on,
yeah, baby.
Attributes all go up. It's
exactly, you know,
it's like Fortnite. When you buy the shells, your guy gets better.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, video game, Tony Hawk Pro Skater 2, you wear a tighter shirt, you got better on the turns. You wear loose shirts, you can do more tricks, easier.
Yep.
You wear the white suit, you're Patino, you're the Godfather, St. John's, here we go, ramp it up again. Give me the Final Four. A lot of bias, because I have them winning the whole thing on a flyer to win $475 on a $16 bet.
Please.
There's some juice there. That's why we do it. Duke, number one, Cooper Flagg. The story makes sense. You got to have a blue blood in there. In my opinion, you got to have a blue blood in the Final Four if you're going from, you know, again, none of these teams may make it, but this is what we do the tournament for.
That's,
this is why we get nerded out with this.
Yes.
Duke, Cooper Flagg, ride the hot guy is what Henry Lake once said on Lake and Bink 10-2. Great drop. And Cooper Flagg is a guy that you want to see be that guy in the tournament, so you're hoping they can get there. They were pretty dominant when he was in there. They were dominant without him. A great freshman class. It seems like if Shire wants to get out of the Coach K shadow and really take Duke to this next level, this is the year. Get to the Final Four. Got the number one player in the country. I think it makes sense. Tennessee, I just like Tennessee.
Thank you.
They have the classic, you know, point guard that can be that guy that's like the Devontae Graham, the undersized,
the Kai Ziegler
baller in college.
Yep.
They got some big guys in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
They can hit threes if they need to. They just got to stay out of foul trouble with Milicic or whatever that guy's name is.
Milicic,
he did not get fouls.
He needs to, yes. He's a big guy who can stretch the floor. They kind of need him.
He's your typical like foreign white dude.
Yes.
He can hit the three if he needs to. He can be the defensive guy. He can be the offensive rebound guy. Auburn's really good on the offensive glass. That's massive in the tournament.
Huge.
Because you just take away opportunities from the other team, which is
Florida
the obvious.
Is too.
So again, Auburn, St. John, Duke, Tennessee, the Dust Man's Final Four.
Okay. I like it. I'm in agreement with you on two of these teams. St. John's, same reasons. All about coaching, right? I am a little scared. That is the bracket that Florida's in. We both have talked about Florida back and forth, right? They're deep. They're big. They can do it all. I think if there's a team that's going to be able to prep to beat those things and to be able to handle those things and throw something at a Florida team that they haven't seen before, it's the Godfather. It's Rick Pitino. So I'm going to go with St. John's for the same reason you are. Kind of that on that same vein, Michigan State on the upper side of the bracket.
Mm-hmm.
Same reason, right? Tom Izzo. He's one of the best. He's made a million Final Fours, hasn't won a title since 2000. I don't know if this is the year for them to do it, but he's made, I think, 7 or 8 Final Fours since 1999. So he's going to get there. This is the best team that he's had since 2019 when they did make the Final Four. I believe that was the last time. Now, Auburn's in that side of the bracket. That's obviously going to be their toughest thing, but I might have... We'll get to upsets, but I don't know, that second round with Auburn and Louisville, it is kind of raising some eyebrows for me. I went against Duke in that region. I had them for a while, but three freshmen scare me, and I love Cooper Flagg. I love Colin Knipple. I love their center that they have.
Knipple?
Yeah, it's Knipple. Those are two top 10 picks, Flagg and Knipple, but I'm going to go with Alabama. Mark Sears.
Offensive firepower.
I mean, it's just unbelievable what they can do on offense, and I think... Duke, if that was the matchup where it happens, I think they'd be a little surprised at how prepped Alabama is. And plus, I like having a junior or senior in Mark Sears who's ready to lead that team, along with a couple of other guys who have been there and they've done that. And then, of course, I'm going to be biased. I'm going to be a homer. I don't care. They're the number two seed. I think they're the number one two seed in the bracket. Yes, go Big Orange. It's my Vols. Let's go. Here we go. Rocky Top, I think they are deep. I think they're one of the best defensive teams in the tournament. Offensively is going to be a struggle for them because if Chaz Lanier gets shut down for Tennessee, they kind of struggle to find a playmaker who can create on his own.
He's really their only three-point shooter consistently.
Consistently, exactly. And even that, he likes to step in a foot inside the three-point line. Mm-hmm. And I hate that shot, but that's what he does.
We're shot in basketball.
It's terrible. Completely just on like either step in 2 feet or step back. Like you're taking an inefficient shot there. But scoring is going to be the struggle for Tennessee, but defense wins championships. So there you go.
Fair
Michigan
point.
State, St. John's, Bama, Tennessee. We each have two SEC teams. Just
Bama would be back-to-back Final Four appearances. They made their first Final Four last year. Your Final Four was North Carolina State, Alabama, Purdue, and UConn. And then your championship game was UConn versus Purdue.
I forgot about that North Carolina State run. They had that big guy.
Don't turn your back on the Wolfpack.
Yes, baby.
You might wind up in a body bag. NWO for life. The red and the black. There's always an upset in the first round. I know that it's been a couple years. Purdue lost as number one seed. Virginia lost as the number one seed. I believe it's the only two times it's ever happened. Sometimes there is that 15-2 upset. There's always, Mac, there's always two 10-7 upsets. So I'll give you my one.
Okay.
I think Vanderbilt beats St. Mary's. St. Mary's plays in a conference where it's them and Gonzaga every single year. They're the 7 seed in St. Mary's. Vanderbilt the 10 seed. SECOE, baby. SEC over everybody. Vanderbilt
right.
is better than people would probably expect. They are an SEC team. They play the 7th seed St. Mary's. I could see Vanderbilt pulling this one off. They've gone through the gauntlet of the SEC. St. Mary's has had to play Gonzaga twice. St. Mary's was, again, the number 2 seed or maybe the number 1 seed. I think they were the 1. Gonzaga was the 2 or whatever it may have been. We watched the game the other night for the West Coast Conference Final.
Yep.
That, you know, nobody watches these games because they always start at 9 o'clock at night. And I say nobody, there's always, you know, nocturnal people out there, but I could see Vanderbilt being the 10 seed that upsets the 7 seed. When I fill out my bracket tomorrow, I will have Vanderbilt beating St. Mary's because there's always two 10 over sevens. There's always a 12-5 upset. And nowadays with NIL and transfer, there could be plenty of other upsets, but there's always a 12-5 and there's always two 10 over sevens.
Yeah, I think Vandy's really good on defense too. I actually like that pick. I'll go another route here. Sorry, texters. SECOE, baby. Arkansas over Kansas, that 10-7 matchup. Mm. Calipari, I think it's the better of self in that first round. It's going to be good, though. It's going to be really good. I think we'll talk a little bit later about maybe Hunter Dickinson and what maybe is on the horizon for him after KU and college basketball. I think this is a big tournament for him, and I know texters don't want to hear about Hunter Dickinson. I think there is still future for him in basketball beyond college. Like, I can see him playing in the league. He's 7'2" and he's a really, really good passer. There's something there with Dickinson. If he can hone in on his skills for just a couple of games, his draft stock lies in the balance a little bit here. So Dickinson, kind of some pressure there, but I'm going to go with Arkansas as a 10-7 upset. It's always a 5-12 too, right? At least one 12-5 upset,
yeah,
it seems.
That's what I was saying. One 12-5, and then there's 10-7s. 10-7s.
Gotcha.
So I think the easiest one I could pick would be Vanderbilt over St. Mary's. I say easiest, but SECOE, baby. And I just think Vanderbilt can hang in that game. I know St. Mary's always going to be tall. SEC, every team is fast. Yep. Every team is fast. Every single game seems like a track meet. Missouri's fast. Alabama's insanely fast. Florida's, we watch them, they're quick. You mentioned Tennessee, they're fast as well. So, I mean, look, Vanderbilt, the 10. St. Mary's a 7. You can't just pick all favorites. I mean, I guess you could, and you might be all right.
Yeah, it could be the four number one seed here.
And you have Arkansas beating Kansas.
There it is. Laid it down.
Cut that one.
I hope not. Hey, I'll be rooting for Kansas.
Will you?
I will be.
Okay.
That's hard for me to say.
So when you
fill
out your bracket, you're going Calipari over self?
I will.
Okay. I wonder what their head-to-head record is.
It's interesting. Look it up.
Because they'll have probably Bill Self versus Calipari in the tournament. Bill Self versus Calipari in the regular.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Season overall, it's that tournament record. I think they were 2-2 against each other. Bills won twice, Calipari's won twice, or am I way off?
So they're 6-6 in head-to-head matchups. Okay. But Self also noted he and Calipari split two head-to-head matchups in NCAA championship games.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go.
AD won.
Yep.
And then he beat Memphis with Mario's miracle.
So 6-6. So this is to break the tie. Here we go.
Pretty even.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapper jacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almacid. Almacid is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almacid. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almacid.com.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.